Gifford's decision to resign her congressional seat this week may be surprising to some, or even expected to others, but it's left potential congressional candidates scrambling to make decisions. One of them, State Senator Frank Antonori, a Republican, was already considering running for a Tucson-area congressional seat this fall. On the other side of the aisle, Democratic State Representative Steve Farley was launching a campaign for a state Senate seat this fall. He says he'd be happy to replace Giffords, but only if she asks.
I would be honored and humbled if Gabby decided that she would like me to run. And I don't know that they've made up their mind or who they're going to endorse or how it's going to happen. I would be so happy to be able to carry on her legacy. So that is something I would seriously consider and deeply explore.
Neither Farley nor Antonori announced a congressional run this weekend, even after Giffords released a video of footage of her congressional career and her road to recovery from a gunshot to the head last year. In that video, she says she needs to focus on her recovery and vows to return to service. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer will call a special primary election, likely in April, and a June general election to fill the seat once Giffords officially resigns this week. That's separate from the fall elections for the next congressional term. Antonori has an exploratory campaign open to allow him to fundraise as he considers running for Congress in the fall. Now that this seat is immediately available, Antonori says he needs to iron out the legal details before he'll announce his decision, though he confirms he's considering running.
I could tell you that I'm interested in running for the seat if there is a special election, which it looks like there will be. And before I make any formal announcements, I have to sit down and look at the issues for running for two congressional seats at the same time.
The legal question is whether he can run in a special election to fill the vacancy in Congressional District 8 right now, and also explore or launch a campaign for Congressional District 2 in the fall. The southeastern Arizona congressional district for the 2012 election cycle will be called District 2. It will encompass a slightly different area than the current District 8. That's all a result of the redistricting process, which aims to reapportion the districts every 10 years according to population changes. Arizona's 2012 legislative and congressional maps still must be approved by the U.S. Department of Justice. Antonori says he needs to make sure he's got the logistics of two districts figured out before he enters any races.
In the meantime, if there's a special election, I'll have to open additional paperwork and file for a special election in CD8. And actually conduct both campaigns at the same time, which has never, from the attorney I talked to earlier this morning, or earlier this afternoon, rather, there's no precedent, I guess, for that. He's looking now. So I would have to keep two separate accounts, two separate treasurers, two separate reports, and separate any fundraising that I do to make sure that this is for one account and not the other and whatnot.
Farley says he's not yet been asked to run, but would do what was best for the district in any case.
I don't feel that this is something that I need to do for myself. I feel like I would be called to that as a service if that came to pass. And I think it's important that we listen to what Gabby thinks ought to be her legacy, and I would respect that whether it was me or somebody else.
State legislators Farley and Antonori aren't the only people who may be interested in running. Other names frequently mentioned include Democrats who are serving in the state legislature. Republican Adam Hansen has already filed as a candidate for the fall election, and Republican Dave Sitton has an exploratory committee open for the same. Pima County Democratic Party Chairman Jeff Rogers says he's been contacted by at least a dozen people who may be interested in running in the special election, and anticipates high interest from Republican Party members as well. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.